Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kufayin Gimel, Baba Basra 173a, pagination is 345. We're starting from the Mishnah, about 7 lines from the bottom. Ha'omer Livno, a person says to his son, Shtar Ben Shtorosai Parua, one of the documents that's among my documents is already paid up. Ve'eni yodea ezehu, and I don't know which one it is, but he doesn't want his son, upon his passing, to collect from the shtar that's already paid up, but he's not telling the son which one is the one that's paid up. Shtar is kulan pruin. The conduct of the son is going to have to be that it's as if all the documents are paid up. He's not going to be able to use any of the documents in order to collect, because he's not quite sure. Nimtza le'echad sham shnayim. If one particular borrower has two documents in the sheaf of documents, hagadol perua, we have to assume that the larger sum is already paid up. Ve'akotan eina perua, but the second document for the smaller sum can be collected, because the father only has recollection that there's one document there that was paid up and he didn't relinquish the document at that time. Presumably he wrote a receipt, but he doesn't want his son to collect from something that was already collected. And if they try and the borrower doesn't produce the receipt, but that doesn't change anything. If it's paid up, it's paid up, even if someone misplaced the receipt. The Ramah, at the end of Simen Samach Hei, points out, Avalam Nimtza Shovar Beveis Love, if indeed one of the borrowers has a receipt, Al HaKatan, for example, regarding the smaller sum, Vadei HaKatan Parua Velo HaGadol, then you could assume that the smaller is the one that was paid up, that this lender has recollection and he's speaking about it to his son. And we can assume that the larger is still an outstanding loan. Likewise, the Shachin Ayin Zayin points out that once a borrower produces a receipt for a document that's still in the hands of the lender, we can assume that that's the document that matches that receipt, and that's what he has a recollection about. And therefore, all of the other documents would be collectible based on that receipt. So it's a very interesting concept that once someone produces a receipt on one of those documents, it actually allows him to collect more money than he was able to collect before that receipt was produced. The receipt proves that he collects less money because it's already been paid, but that's in typical cases. Over here, he remembers that one of them is paid up, but doesn't remember which one it is. Once we can document which one is paid up, that frees him up and he's allowed to collect from the others. The Shach in Ayin Vav points out an important concept, that even though this father stated, Eini Yodeya, I don't know which document was paid up, but if later on he says, Iyanti, I checked into it, Viniskarti, and I remembered which one is the paid up one and the others are not paid up, Chozer Vigove Bohen, he's allowed to do that. And the Shach sends us to Simen Nun Tes, where we indeed find such a concept, that a person's initial reaction is, I don't know, and then he goes ahead and clarifies it. The case in Nun Tes is that a person produces a document And the Lova, the person who the document is against, says it's been paid off. And the Malva, the lender, at that moment gets a little flustered. And he says, I'm not sure. Eina yodeya. Im chazar v'omar iyanti b'cheshboni. If later on he says, I checked into it. V'zochar ani bevori she'eina perua. And I know for sure it's not been paid up. Chozer v'gove bo, he's able to collect based on that shtar. The fact that he stood in doubt for a period of time doesn't hurt us. And so the Shach applies that to this case as well, where he's very nervous not to collect from a document that's already been paid up, but he can't remember which one. If later he says, Iyanti, I checked into it, I checked my notes, I checked my calendar, I figured out which one is the one that's paid up, then he's believed and he's able to collect from the others. We encountered a different type of remembering a few blat ago on Kuf Samach Ches, 168 in Baba Basra. We encountered the case of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, who was not a case of suffik, just doubt, as the cases we're dealing with over here. He actually was confident. He was agreeable until they brought to his attention that it's not the same woman, or it is the same woman, whatever the case, however we understand each one of the cases. Once he realizes, he's allowed to retract, and that's even in a case where he said it with confidence, thinking that it was true, and that was based on Abaya's explanation that a Talmud Chacham is not such an expert in the looks of women, and until he is Ma'ayin, there's still room for his retraction. Once he's Ma'ayin, he delves into it. He affirms that he's been paying attention, and it's not just a cursory glance, which is not so definitive, but he really paid attention, then at that point, it would be binding. Again, the case we're dealing with, the person clearly said, I'm not sure. And that's why the ruling is much more straightforward, that as soon as he's sure, we're ready to listen to him. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.